If you have a look at the status of key control, obviously we still see quite a number of red indicators which means that intervention is required, and that's mainly related to the Department of Cooperative Governance and related to the specific key control that resulted in the audit qualification, which basically is effective oversight responsibility, the slow implementation and lack of action plans to address findings previously mentioned, and then there's a whole host of financial and performance management controls where we say those controls need to be improved as a matter of urgency, which is proper record keeping, your daily and monthly controls, recons, etc. And then the actual drafting of regular, accurate and complete financial and performance reports, as well as the review and monitoring of compliance. For the remainder of the entities, you can see that at this point we're indicating it as concerning, but what I haven't noticed in the slide before is that we've actually seen quite a large reduction in the number of compliance findings noticed at the entities that's now barred the department. So they are moving towards their clean opinions, and we firmly believe that if they make a concerted effort in this upcoming year, more of them might go towards the clean opinion, similar to Solga. Then if you have a look at the assurance providers per level, okay, first of all, we look at our senior management accounting officer or authority and executive authority, which constitutes our first level of assessment. Now, as you can see, their Solga obviously being green, they provide the necessary assurance, and I don't think we've got any issues with any of the assurance providers with regards to Solga. Whereas for the rest of the remaining of the portfolio, except Tomiso, that's not yet done, we're still sitting at a place where we're saying they're only providing some assurance at this point in time, obviously from the matters that we've picked up throughout the audit process. Our second level of assurance, the only concerning matters there are still the state of internal audit at the department and DTA, where we're saying obviously if the internal audit functions were performing their function effectively, we would not have seen the extent of problems. The DTA specifically is actually more an issue of capacity. Their internal audit function just still needs to be capacitated a little bit more to be able to really cover what they mean to do during the year. Then with regards to the performance management, that links to the performance objectives, with regards to the Department of Cooperative Governance, on this slide and the next slide, you see all the programs reflected on here. So as you can see on program 3 and then 4 and 5, 5 and 6 as well, we were not able to actually confirm the usefulness of the annual performance report. And what is not a good thing on here is that if you have a look here, I was unable to obtain sufficient appropriate audit evidence to support the reasons provided for the variance between plan targets and actual achievement. That's for program 3. And then as well as for program 5 and 6, we do see that coming across. Providing reasons and evidence for the variances that you're reporting is not a difficult function. So this really demonstrates that the department could have done a lot better in explaining, even if you did not achieve your target, I mean, surely you should be able to properly explain and provide evidence to the effect of what was the reason for you not being able to achieve the actual performance. And then with regards to reliability, I'm not going to go into the full detail of exactly what constituted the issues on each program, but as you can see here, we have material findings on reliability on each and every single program as the Department of Cooperative Governance. This was a combination of either not being able to provide the necessary evidence that we required to support the performance that was reported, or then that the evidence that was provided does not agree to what we actually then audited. Then, if we have a look at the next slide, we just thought it very important to highlight the challenges that the department is having on the community work program. I think if you look at the audit qualifications, which was in the areas of movable tangible capital assets and then goods and services, this really solely relates to the CWP program. So if you have a look there, yeah, on this slide, we would just like to reflect on all the different elements and how they interlink on this specific program. So if you haven't looked at the budget versus spending, actually nearly 100% of funds were spent on the community work program. And we said that that was mainly just because of a timing issue with invoices from the CWP agents. But if you look at the financial management, what we found is that these implementing agents, when they submitted their invoices to the department, we were not able to get sufficient appropriate audit evidence for the transactions underlying these claims. Obviously, the implementing agents claim a bulk amount from the department, but under that is a number of different types of transactions, whether it's the project management fee, which constitutes the bulk of the payment, and then also tools and materials and uniforms and so forth, protective clothing that's purchased for the program. And what we're saying is really in numerous instances which resulted then in a material limitation of scope on goods and services, the department was not able to provide us with that evidence that underlies that claim from the implementing agent. So we were unable to see whether the amount that was claimed was valid and appropriately supported by evidence. The other element too that is the movable assets. With regards to the FLA with the implementing agents, they are meant to have appropriate controls in place to manage the assets of the project. However, that was not performed, and the department tried at quite a late stage to compile an asset register. However, that was unfortunately not successful. So the register then that we got at the end of the day was clearly incomplete. It didn't comply with the valuation requirements of the modified cash standard. So that then eventually resulted in a qualified opinion. Compliance also, if you have a look at the irregular expenditure in the portfolio, the bulk of it is lying with the department, of which the majority of irregular expenditure is lying with the CWC program. Despite the department's tried interventions to get the implementing agents to comply with all relevant legislation, when it comes to supply chain management, unfortunately, there was still a lot of non-compliance in the past 15-16 financial year, specifically also with local content, which I think is something that's worth highlighting, because I think that's one of the key cornerstone projects of trying to get the economy up and running again is to get government to support local content requirements. And if you look at the type of procurement that the CWP program does, a lot of that falls into that ambit. So that's something that really needs to be focused on. Obviously, what we're saying here is that the department really needs to take much stricter measures to keep the implementing agents accountable for all these transgressions that's currently taking place. Then with regards to predetermined objectives, what we said is for a quarter of the CWP targets, there were actually four of them. We could not measure that because the work opportunity wasn't properly defined up front. So obviously in order to appropriately report on performance, everybody needs to be on the same page in terms of what are the different elements that you are measuring, and and there needs to be that consistent understanding, which we then didn't find on this program. So although the department positively reported that they achieved three out of the four targets, unfortunately, for two of those targets, no supporting evidence could be provided, and for the other two, inadequate evidence was provided. So I think this is really something and an area where the committee needs to focus on, is this community works program, as that is at present the main stumbling block in the national department that needs to be addressed as a matter of urgency in order to get them back to the an unqualified opinion at least. Then, just like we've mentioned, the Department of Traditional Affairs and SOLGA, as well as the CRL Rights Commission, did not have any material findings on their performance report, which is a commendable achievement. And then I have already reflected on the issues that was present at the Municipal Demarcation Board. The reliability issues, if you look at the two columns, the one relates to usefulness and the other one to reliability. And what we found is that a lot of the reliability issues was as a result of the fact that the targets and the indicators were not really measurable in the first place. And like we've mentioned, we had a look at the 16-17 APP, and it seems like most of these issues should be resolved in the upcoming year. Then just with regards to financial management, if you look at figure one, the findings on compliance with key legislation, like we note here, and please bear in mind the whole time we're reflecting actually on five entities, the four out of the six, except for Solda, still did not manage to prevent irregular expenditure. Then material misstatements in annual financial statements, that was actually just present at the department. And if you actually look at the graph on the right-hand side at the bottom, shows the status of last year versus this year, and you can see that there's been a noticeable improvement. If you look at the bottom, right bottom, that was 2014-15, where we say if there wasn't these corrections throughout the audit process, a lot of the entities would actually have been qualified, whereas in this current year, a lot of the entities actually managed to prepare fairly presented financial statements up front and submitted those for audit purposes. Just on the findings of compliance with key legislation at the bottom left, which really relates to uncompetitive and unfair procurement processes, there for the current year we're still noting just the department, and if you have a look, there has been a progressively improving trend in the portfolio, which is a good thing, but like you say, the CWP program still remains a big stumbling block for the department. On the next slide, the unauthorized, regular, and fruitless and wasteful. If you have a look, there really, although there were some fruitless and wasteful, it was actually negligible in the bigger scheme of things for the portfolio as a whole. And the big challenge that the portfolio is still sitting with is their regular expenditure, of which the bulk relates to the department. Just on the investigations of unauthorized, regular, and fruitless and wasteful expenditure, we see there that there's two entities reflected that's not yet started. The one is actually Solga, where you'll see in the financial statements there's some irregular expenditure that's noted, potential irregular expenditure that's under investigation at the moment, which really relates to extensions of lease contracts with all the properties that's in the market at the present. But that will be investigated in the upcoming year, and then if it is found to be irregular, it will be duly disclosed. And then the other one is also still the department, which is dealing with all the numerous matters in progress. The last slide, just to reflect on the top three root causes that actually resulted in the audit outcomes for the current year. The first one that you see there on top is slow response by management. And we really did find that to be a problem, because very few of the issues that we've identified in the current year were new issues. They were mainly flowing out from the previous year as a result of the fact that actions were not appropriately implemented to curb the recurrence of those findings in the 15-16 financial year. Then instability or vacancies in key positions, that we mainly saw as MDB in the department. And then obviously, like we've mentioned, the lack of consequences for poor performance and transgressions, which is mainly at the department itself. We did meet with the minister twice in the past financial or during the audit process, where he did commit to us that in the 16-17 year, he will, from his side, also make sure that relevant action plans are implemented and those are monitored accordingly. And just from our side then, in terms of what we think the committee should focus on, is just to carry on reviewing the financial statements throughout the year. We actually recommend that all entities and departments should be in a position to compile monthly financial statements. We know it's quite an effort, but the minute when they get those controls in place, that really would aid in providing the information for that continuous monitoring, as well as the performance reporting. And then obviously the action plans, and if regular feedback on that could be requested, and also roping in perhaps internal audits in the department and the entities, you know, so that they can give a focused view on how far the portfolio is in implementing the recommendations to get back to clean opinions. And then specifically with the department, actually, to take action against the transgressors, which in this instance, in a lot of cases, means the implementing agents of the CWP program, and then just, of course, monitoring the status of the key controls in portfolio. I think that's it from my side, and I would like to take any questions if there are any. Thank you.
that thank you, Liz, for that briefing. Would invite members really who have some problems, and I know members will give in this documentation on time. I'm right, Bamsan. Have you got the document on time? Okay. Then we'll allow you enough space then to pose questions. Melham, are you right?
I'm good.
Yeah, good.
I'm good.
And then it must be very impressive, the presentation.
Sure, the presentation was fantastic. The information is very concerning that the Department of Corporate Governance has gone backwards. And that's a big worry. In particular, there are a couple of things that I want a little bit of clarity on, if you don't mind. Program 3, you talk about, and here we're talking about performance management, and I'd like you to unpack Program 3 a little bit and what you uncovered there and what the root cause of the non-availability of information was in that regard. Then, Chair, if we go to, I'm not sure what the slide number is, but if we look at the if we go two slides back, the audit outcomes over 3 years, and we look at the key controls. I think it's the next slide. Yeah, that one. The key controls, and we look at the left-hand corner table chart. There's a lot of problems being highlighted in DCOG, and particularly oversight responsibility, audit action plan. Now, all of these are regressions. Why has this occurred? What's brought it on? What has changed from the last audit where they got a unqualified audit to now that they've got a qualified audit? And is it limited to the CWP project, or is it broader across the whole department? And then, Chair, my last question relates to the Let me get the answer and then I'll say comment to the end.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bamsan.
Thank you, Chairperson. I also welcome the report. Chair, my question is just maybe an assistant from the department on the internal audit. What workshop they can be given to the authorities that they can give the good report? Because always if you can check the report, the problem with the internal audit, what a workshop is supposed to be needed to give to all departments in order to improve this degree. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Honorable Masondo. Honorable Maluleke.
Thank you very much. The outstanding audit report from MISA. Is there an explanation as to why this work has not been done? And when can we expect a report? Generally, in relation to the final question, it's just a reflection in general. Is there a plausible, clear explanation?
Honorable Maluleke.
Thank you, Chairperson. Let me try and look for a I just want to get clarity from the AG. your relationship with the department when you go there for auditing. Sometimes, you know, the officials, they got some challenges. The attitude sometimes not okay. I just want to get your relationship with them, the department. Do you get satisfaction working with them? And in terms of the evidence, do they have a problem with their document management? Because if they are not able to give you evidence, it means maybe there's something wrong. And I know that before you can finalize your audit, you always have a management letter that you are speaking to the department and you meet with the department to rectify the mistakes that you have identified. Do you get joy in the response from the department?
Thank you very much. Please.
Thank you very much for the question. I think to start off with Program 3, basically, the Program 3 was one of the instances where we actually found that the targets and the indicators were useful. So the issue that we had is with, like we said, with the reasons for the variances. Perhaps I can just put off the slide again, yeah?
Yeah.
So in other words, you know, we did say that all the targets and the indicators were measurable. However, when the performance APR was presented, the reasons for the variances could not be substantiated. So in other words, if they said they achieved 12 and we, you know, instead of 10, and they said the 2 was as a result of whatever, we couldn't see that that was actually valid. They were unable to provide us with that evidence. And then the reliability issue, I think, which links to the whole document management issue, specifically for performance information, that is actually a concern. If you must have heard that the department uses the PrimNEC system, which is an electronic system where they need to upload all the evidence, and we just found that that wasn't appropriately used during the year. So we definitely had a challenge to get the evidence to support that actual performance. Okay, so that was for Program 3. Then with regards to the general regression, this was actually my first year on the audit, so it's not the easiest thing to comment on to say exactly what happened, but it really is very much a CWP program. Not that we're saying the departments would have been clean like Solga if it wasn't for the CWP program. They probably would have still had issues in terms of material corrections to the financial statements, some non-compliance, you know, prevention of irregular so forth. But I would say that if the CWP program issues were not there, the department would have definitely gotten an unqualified opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So that is very much an issue. What we also see is that the CWP unit has got its own kind of oversight mechanism inside the department, and we don't find that the coordination between the CWP, you know, unit and the finance department is necessarily as well as it should be. So there's a lot of work to be done to make sure that, you know, those two units, the CWP unit and the finance unit that actually has to prepare all the reports, you know, the coordination in that respect is improved. And then with regards to the internal audit, obviously the internal audit at the department is definitely not dysfunctional. We're not saying that. I think what needs to be done is that the findings that the internal audit unit raises at the department should be taken more seriously and attended to as a matter of urgency. Obviously, it's a big department, so they do sometimes struggle with getting everything done in accordance with their actual, you know, their annual plan. But like we say, we don't think it's a lack of qualifications, experience, skills, or anything like that in the internal audit unit. It's really a question of the department must take their findings more seriously and attend to those. Okay. Then with regards to the outstanding NISA audit, I think a while back, my business executive and my manager was actually here, and they did allude to the reason. Unfortunately, we have experienced some issues with our private firm that's doing the audit on our behalf, and those matters are being rectified at the moment. we're basically close to completion now and anticipate that the report should be done by the end of the month. Yeah, unfortunately, it's one of those things we're not exempt from sometimes also having issues with our service providers, unfortunately. Then with regards to the relationship with the department, what I can say is that our stakeholder engagement is of a good quality. I think where we struggled a lot in the past year is that the finance unit were quite understaffed. So throughout the audit, we were kind of struggling to get information on time. A lot of the processes were delayed. We spoke about the management responses. Those were not, you know, given to us timely and so forth. It's not a lack of trying, though. I mean, we've got a good relationship with the CFO. The DG has got an open-door policy. We can go to him at any point in time. Obviously, there was also the changeover with the DG that left for the Department of Justice, and then we've got the acting DG. But I really cannot criticize them on their willingness to assist us. I just think it was an issue with perhaps a bit of a lack of capacity to assist, and then the record-keeping, obviously, is something that definitely needs to improve. Okay. Then, yeah, I think I basically have answered all your questions.
Thank you very much, Lynn.
Thank you.
Another issue that honourable members want to raise?
Malhan? Sorry, just a follow-up on something you said. You said that the internal audit recommendations are not being taken seriously. Now, that to me is both a serious indictment on management of DCOG and on the political leadership of DCOG, and I'm very concerned about that. It also means that we as a committee need to get them in here and get an explanation as to why they are not being taken seriously. Now, obviously it has an impact on CWP, which is the primary cause of all of this, but it goes higher up the line too. And I'd welcome some input as to where the buck stops, where the problem actually lies in the department that this is not being taken seriously. Is it at a departmental level? Is it at a subunit? Or, you know, where is the problem that this is not being addressed?
So I can respond to that. I think if you also look at our external audit reports over the past few years, I mean, the issues with CWP is really, they are not new issues. And what I was trying to allude to with internal audit has raised very similar findings than external audit. So actually, it's not only an internal audit matter per se, it's an external matter as well. And if you look at our root causes, that's what we're saying, there's a slow response by management. Whether it's intentional or not, I don't think there's that willingness to improve, but in the CWP unit, I just honestly do not think that they've done what it takes to get that situation to improve. I mean, the irregular expenditure is actually now coming, I think, for 3 years, the third year in a row. I mean, it's basically since this implementing agent started that they've never adhered to supply chain management. And I think from our side, we also posed the question to the department to say, what have you done about this? And the answer is really not enough. So if these matters were attended to when it was raised by internal audits and external audits initially, we might not have been in this position.
Okay.
No, thank you, Chair. I thought maybe I was going to speak before she comes back, because the question that was posed was like merely the presentation is welcomed, but I see more of the questions that we might have are the questions that are to be asked directly from the department, because, you know, as much as she can assist us here, but, you know, I think the department has got a lot of information. Thank you.
Martha.
No, thank you very much, Justin. Just one little point that I think needs to be pursued a bit. In my view, Justin, the Municipal Demarcation Board is a very small organization. And I'm very surprised that there continues to be problems around the need to strengthen key controls. and the regime to performance information. So what I really want to know is why are there, if you look at for example the slide on page 9, why are there so many concerning issues with regard to MDB?
When are they coming before us anyway? When is that? 18. No, I'm just saying that the point that Mthembu is raising, I think is correct, that there will be a lot of questions that we must pose directly to this organization for them to account. Why are they not responding? Why they keep on doing on the same thing? And the demarcation board is a small organization, but they are concerned. I think why the elite can assist us, Brahmi, but I think some of the questions we should pose it to them when we meet with them on the 18th. Because I think they've got a problem to resolve. And it's far better to interact with them directly. Mm-hmm. And then elite can assist us with information that will empower us when we engage them and tell them exactly what is the big problem with them. Yes,
elite. No, that's okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, Honourable Chairperson. I think with regards to the MDB, that is really, like I've highlighted, one of the entities where there were issues with vacancies. Not their CEO or their CFO was in place throughout the whole year. In fact, I think they were only, I'm going to speak under correction, I can't remember the exact amount of months, but they weren't even there for half of the year. So when the annual performance plan was prepared, which actually resulted in a lot of the issues on the performance information, like I mentioned before, there wasn't that, you know, leadership element there to ensure that everything was appropriately drafted and, you know, oversight could be applied consistently throughout the year. So we say here that the controls are in progress. I think we did notice an improvement towards the end of the year, but nonetheless, I think there's still work to be done, especially in areas like irregular expenditure and so forth in the upcoming year. But just to reflect that, I mean, there was actually an issue with vacancies at MDB.
Okay. Another point? Melham, we are fine? Okay. Honourable members, another point? Or at least to assist us? Okay. Thank you very much, Elise. Since you have assisted us a lot, surely they are coming before the committee, they will account for that. The information is very helpful for us to hold them accountable. And the liaison officers are here. They will also tell them what are the issues. When they come here, they'll be well prepared to answer some of these questions. But what will be your concluding remark, Dennis? Do you think we are going forward? Do we have problems? This thing is falling apart? What is really the overall conclusive report? Because you have been dealing with this department now for some time. I think you know them very well now. You know also what is not going to work for many years to come. I think the community work programs remain the bigger problem. Because they're everywhere, but no one knows how they account anyway. I hope that they are not ordering things from outside the local content, and I know that you say that at least it's local content and they are contributing towards local economic development wherever they are deployed. But it seems it's a caring problem in general. What is your view? If you are a member of parliament, you are Honourable Melham, what are you going to raise with the department?
My pleasure, Chief.
Thank you, sir. I think, let me start off on a positive note. I think except for the departments, the other agencies are working really hard. I think if the committee can push them a little bit, we really might see some of them going clean in the upcoming year. There's not a lot of remaining issues. So the committee is encouraged to really encourage them, you know, to push them hard to make, to try and get them to also get to that green audit outcome. I think leaderships are willing and, you know, with a little bit of work, they can really get there. With regards to the department, I think my critical concern at this point in time is that I would have raised with them is the contracts of these implementing agents that has been transgressing up to date is coming to an end soon, and I think from our side we're also not comfortable that, you know, first of all, you know, how are you going to structure your new tender? What are you going to change when you've now got this opportunity to resolve these matters and enter into a new dispensation with new agents? Or what are your plans going forward to make sure that you don't land up in the same boat than what was the case now? With regards to the department, there's quite a lot of hard work for them in the upcoming years. They will have to work very, very hard to get back to an unqualified opinion. And I think in terms of the type of qualification that they've got, it's going to pose a further challenge, because if you're sitting with a limitation of scope, unless you provide those documents somehow, you won't be able to resolve it, which means it will sit in the corresponding figure of next year. So obviously record keeping and document improvement, and then which leads to keeping those implementing agents accountable, because it was in their contract that they had to submit those things, and it's not there. So the whole theme really there is around the CWC. Thank you very much.
But their tender is about to be renewed. Is it expiring?
Next year.
Their agencies? Next year.
Yes.
It's a 5-year tender. How many years is that tender, Ademu?
5 or 3, I think.
I'm not sure.
Okay. I think the department will assist us on that information. Because I think the point that you are making is that they have to tell us, right, what are they going to change.
Mm-hmm.
If they continue the way they're doing, it won't be helpful.
Mm-hmm.
And there are many. How many anyway? How many are they all in all these workers? Seems no one knows that. They are more than three.
Yeah, no,
but in terms of workers, how many workers it is that you have found? 100,000? How many workers? Because you are accounting for people that don't even know how many in terms of the number.
Mm-hmm.
How many of those workers? And because it's a big problem.
We will check that. Okay,
Kobazo, very simple. It's a big problem.
Mm-hmm.
Then we may end up with a lot of ghost workers.
I have to know that actually, I mean, we, throughout the process, we actually go to the sites and we physically inspect the workers there, and that wasn't where we had the major issue. I know for the 2 or 3 that we couldn't find, I mean, they went and they found them at mines there, so they went through a lot of trouble, so that is not where the big issue is lying. From an audit perspective, that we saw going to.
Okay. But I'm just saying that, Elise, if you are, we want to know how many. If you are paying a salary bill, surely you must know how many warm bodies. How many warm bodies there? Because if you don't know how many warm bodies, you are paying teachers in South Africa, you don't even know them, their number. Surely you will have a bigger problem of accounting. And it's a bigger issue really on this matter. I think the department will assist. Otherwise, we have an agent that is managing 50. And they don't even know other 50 that they are managing themselves. I think it's a big issue that we must really try to deal with them. Hopefully the department, if they come, we have never met with these agencies ourselves anyway, Brian. I think it won't be illegal for us to meet with these agencies. Because no one knows anyway, who are these cooks then? No one knows about them. We don't know what they're doing. But it seems every year we are going to face this similar situation. There's something that I think we must try to push them. The department is not in crisis, I think that's what you are saying. But they don't account here and there. And I think community workers are a very big problem. Because they're supposed to be every corner, generally speaking. But no one knows them. Agencies themselves, they don't know them. They know one or two, but they don't know all of them. Some of the agencies say they have 100 when they are 50. I think it's a big problem, this thing. I think we must look at it. And then thank you very much for your information. And then we'll meet with the demarcation board, have a discussion with them. But now they've filled their position now. It took them long, though, to do that because there was another issue, another person there. Little bit problematic. I think let us work it out. Okay. Madam, you're right?
I'm happy, Chair.
Mthethwa, you are right? Okay. Bamsanda, we are fine. And then your task now is to meet with agencies. You want to see them? Okay, Mthethwa, we are fine. Okay, Liz, what are the issues that you want to raise before we allow you to go and brief other committees?
Nothing further from us. I thank you very much for the opportunity.
But you are relatively happy.
There's a lot of hard work that needs to be done at the department.
It's just important for you because you are not a politician. You can't be diplomatic. You can't be diplomatic. If there's a mess, there's a mess.
There is a mess in the CWP program.
Yeah, I know.
And there are some concerns with the department being filed as well.
Okay.
Yes, especially with the record keeping, the performance, the accounting for the performance against the internal objectives, because if you look at the reliability there, that spreads more across the whole sphere than just being limited to CWP.
Yeah.
You know, there's reliability issues on all the programs, in fact.
Mm.
So that's really something. I mean, that's where you spend your money. That's where you have to account for your achievements, and it's very important that the department should be able to actually substantiate that.
Okay. Now we know now when we engage with them, we'll raise some of these issues, and the specializing persons are here. They will prepare them well when we meet with them to deal with some of these issues. I think the team is happy with your presentation, Elise, and thank you very much for your coming. It has been useful every year coming here, briefing us. We know what is happening, Malam. Honorable Masondo, maybe it would be a good idea in future to co-opt Malham to a management committee. I know that is an anti-management committee man.
Very angry.
He's a rebel without a cause. And then it's fighting very hard for this management committee to be dissolved.
Yep.
But I think we must co-opt him. He would be a good candidate for co-option.
Mm-hmm.
Because he would then do well in the management committee, ensure that this department work, and who knows, sometimes we may become an ambassador in Argentina. Follow Leon.
Prefer Thailand.
Thailand, yeah, okay. Brandy. Honorable Masson, you know now. You know now what we should do. Yeah, in the East, yeah. Thank you, Liz, for the presentation of information helpful for us. We will then engage with the department and have a discussion with our entities. The bigger problem always, for all of us, you know, that is a community workers problem. Difficult area. Management is difficult, information is difficult. Sometimes when both is there, are difficult, and I think it's a big issue that we must resolve. But it can't be resolved by you, it has to be resolved by us, who are supposed to be doing this matter. Just to say in the Malham that the ANC is going to hold everyone accountable, even the opposition. Even the opposition. We are going to hold everyone accountable, we are going to be very robust. And therefore, everyone will account, and surely, I think we'll be happy with that. And then, also, we hold you also account in terms of the rules and everything. Thank you very much for that. And Liz, thank you very much. See what else we can do, and from time to time, we'll link up with you, have more information. When the issue that you think are recurring, they're causing more problems, you notify us. And we start then engaging the department to try to deal some of those issues. Thank you very much, Ms. Wakan.
Thank you.
Honorable members, it seems in terms of our agenda for the day, there is no other serious matter. Hopefully, though, Malham, we are happy now that our committee is on the Z list.
is CHIM. Chair, just on that, it needs to go on earlier. It really needs to go on at least a week in advance, because there are people who want to observe, there are people who want to attend, and if they don't know where or when it's going to be or what the topic of discussion is, then it's not possible for them to come at the last minute. So we really need to make sure that our program is translated onto the Z-list from about a week in advance.
Okay. The Secretariat is here. They will comply with that, because I think the court also was very, very clear that Parliament is a public forum. People must be notified on time. When they want to come and make presentation, they must know about that. They can't prepare to come if they are told by late yesterday. They wouldn't come ready to make some presentation on that. No, we take that point. I think the staff is here. They're going to improve on that. I think also we are through now with the meeting. And then we have to ensure that content advisor, researcher, and we finalize the program for our public hearing for COI and CEL leadership. We say that November is a month, simply means that we have applied already, we have supply application, and that we don't apply for this in November because we'll have other problems. We have already agreed on the program. We have agreed on the program. Then the program is submitted where it should be submitted. Okay. And we have applied for it. It's just that we must not go there when we are unprepared. And then traditional leaders and they are very angry there, start dealing with us there. Let us try to be well organized when we go there. The whole of November we are there, we are working very hard there. Then I think, Shireen, everything is done in terms of those who have to sign, the approval, everything must be given to them on time. When they want to raise things with me, they must come on time. I must enforce them to do things that themselves, they may not be happy, but we're using other offices to force them to do things for us faster. I wouldn't want to do so. Let us train plan very well. We've got enough time now. Today is 11th. Eh? I think we must really plan very well for this. The COI and leadership is waiting for us passionately. They have never organized a march like the students are doing. They are waiting for us. I think we mustn't take them for a ride. We must go and meet with them, have a discussion, plan well, and prepare ourselves very well for that. I think the content advisor in a recession, they finalize everything on that. We are meeting tomorrow. The meeting starts at 10. The meeting starts at 10 tomorrow.
Where about you?
Kutop Chamber. We are meeting there. We can't use this one tomorrow. Department is coming with all the entities. This one is smaller. Okay, okay. Kutop Chamber is very big. It's meant for public committees. But it's fine. Let us go there tomorrow at 10. Then continue their work. We are going to take what the leads were saying, develop it further, put questions there, and assist us then to deal with the situation there. Okay. Can we adjourn the meeting? And thank you very much for your contribution. Liz, thank you very much for your contribution. Yeah. We are invited for tea. How's Banga doing now?
He's doing very well.
I saw him dancing there.
Did you see him sitting next to Minister Sisulu?
Yeah, I saw him dancing there. Bana is very serious. Yeah.
Yeah, he's doing well. He's making big inroads on some of the human settlements.
Yeah,
did you hear Manu?
Yeah.
Did you hear Manu?
Yeah.
During the recess, I got engaged.
You got engaged?
Yeah.
With Natasha?
Yeah.
Serious?
Yeah.
Who did invite me?
Oh, well,
why did
you
invite
me? I was in Mauritius.
But why did you invite me? She's my friend, man.
Oh, well, now you can congratulate her when you see her.
Oh, congratulate her. Okay. When is the wedding?
Next year sometime.
You're going to be a Gauteng person now?
Nope. Nope. I'm from the Eastern Cape. I stay in the Eastern Cape. She stays in Gauteng. But we live in Cape Town.
No, that's good. That's good. Your congratulations.
Thank you.
Bye.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Ye